Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show that's top pinned and most often shared. Here is your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. eBay's trading assistant program is sadly no more, but that doesn't mean you can't sell on consignment. With us now to tell us how you can set up shop as a selling assistant is Hillary DiPiano. She's the author of the Wine Seller blog, and remember, that's wine with an H. And she's known on eBay as Priced Nostalgia. Hillary, can sellers still sell other people's items on consignment successfully on eBay?
Absolutely. And one of the things that I think, I was on with you guys shortly after they did terminate the program, and I think a lot of us that were trading assistants were kind of worried about what that meant for the future of our consignment selling services. But this is both based on my own experience and talking to other trading assistants, it's actually surprising how little difference it's made that the official program is gone. If anything, I think that there's been a positive in that it's resulted in less false leads, because anyone who was listed on a trading assistant website used to get, there was a lot of spam that you used to get, and now that's just, you know, not as big of an issue. And then it also frees you up to do it any way you want. There is no program to agree to. There are no longer any terms. And in a way, that's scary, but it's also this tremendous freedom that's really where a business thrives.
Oh, that's exciting.
Complete control. Yeah, definitely.
Very exciting. So, Hillary, for someone who's already selling on eBay, is there any value in adding selling assistant services to our existing businesses?
I think there is a tremendous value in it, and I think that if you're selling and you're not offering it, you're making a mistake, and here's why. The first is just simply that it gives you a way to diversify your inventory and expand the scope of what it is you keep in your store, because instead of just the items you always sell, all of a sudden people are going to be coming to you with additional inventory, and it's going to increase your profits, because you're going to still be doing all the stuff you normally do, wherever you source your products, wherever you find things to sell. Except now, there's an additional channel that honestly is not much work, more work than what you're already doing, because people are just going to come to you with items.
And they're going to bring the stuff to you.
Right,
so you don't have to go out and find them.
Exactly. And that's why my new book that's out is called Sell Their Stuff, that's the reason it's called that, because, you know, you could go nuts and try to find stuff for yourself to sell, or you could sell their stuff because they've got good stuff, you know.
It's
sort of the idea behind it. And the other thing is that if you've already got an established business, what does it take to start offering selling assistant services? You put up an extra page on your website. Well, if nobody comes to you with items that tempt you, you don't have to take anybody on. So if you've already got a healthy business and you don't see any trading assistant clients that tempt you, there's no reason, you don't have to sign them, because you've already got an established business. So it really doesn't cost you anything to just say you offer that service.
It's almost like adding a whole other business to the business you already have. It's cool. For very little money or time put in to market yourself to try to get those people.
Right, and it's not anything different than what you're already doing. I mean, the basic difference between a normal sale and a selling assistant sale or a consignment sale is that somebody else is bringing the item to you, so you would have a contract of some kind with them, which you must have to protect yourself, and then you would be earning on that transaction. And how you would earn on that transaction is up to you. Do you charge an hourly rate? Do you charge a flat fee? I personally charge a commission on the final sale price. But that's the only difference, is that unlike with the item you sell, that you're getting 100% of the profit, you're just getting whatever your predetermined profit is on that. But the advantage is, it's not costing you anything. So like, it's not like you're buying an item for $100 and, oh golly, can I sell it for at least $200? Whatever it sells for, you get a cut of. There's no original transaction in which you're paying the money out. It's just the work it takes to list it. And if it's not going to sell, don't take it.
Yeah.
That's my philosophy.
Well, so that leads us to a few questions. One of them is that you mentioned the contract. So if I'm interested in doing this, what would be my next step for example, creating or having access to a contract for my potential consigners to sign? And what should be in that contract?
My philosophy with the contract is, you sort of start with, some people think of this as the end of the process, but but take a minute to write down what exactly is your business going to do. So let's say you're going to offer pickups where you'll come to the person's item, but with only within this mile range. And let's say you'll only keep the items for 30 days. And let's say you're going to take a 25% commission on the final sale price, but the client is responsible for selling and PayPal fees or whatever. Like, these are all the things you need to make decisions about before you can get. And in the book, we go through them step by step. But the reason we do it that way is because if you write down a sentence with every decision you make and then put them all in one document, boom, that's a contract. I mean, it just spells out in writing exactly what it is that you are going to do as part of your service.
Wait a minute, back up. You got a book? There's a book on this?
Yes, you just wrote a book.
This is what, when I originally came on to you guys, this is one thing. The one thing that really did change things for me when eBay got rid of the trading assistant program is my new eBay trading assistant book had been just about to come out, and I had to rewrite the entire thing.
I know what that's like.
So what's the name of the book, honey?
The book is coming out November 1st. It's called Sell Their Stuff, and it's now about, it's basically still about running what would be called a trading assistant business, but it's now selling assistant, and it talks about whether you want to take it multi-channel and strategies for getting started and how to promote it and get it started and tips for success. And
so what would you say are the three most important things someone starting a selling assistant service should know? Start with the first thing.
The absolute biggest, most important thing, and every time I talk to someone who did not have success with consignment services, they say this, and it just drives me nuts, it is you don't have to take on a client. You don't have to say yes to any item. It's your business. And the number one thing people will say to me is, oh, well, I always took on items, and then I would get burned because they didn't sell for it. Then why'd you take those on?
Yes.
I mean, if you're good at this selling thing, you know which items are going to sell. You know which items are worth your time. I mean, if it's going to take you hours and hours and hours to list those items and they're going to sell for $10 total, don't take them. You know what I mean? Like, and that's always sort of this crazy light bulb moment for people. And I understand it. We're sellers and we're used to just like looking around our house and selling everything but the nails. But there comes a point where you need to say to yourself, when someone comes to you with items, evaluate it and say, how much time is this going to take me? And is this worth it to sell? And only take on the ones where, yes, it is worth it to sell.
So the first one is choose items carefully.
I prefer to sort of form it in the negative, but, like, you don't have to take everything that comes to you. Because I think that's how our brains tend to think is, oh, okay, people are offering me stuff. I should take it. But, no, you don't have to, you know. That's the biggest thing, I think.
Oh, that's a good one. If we were to say that, so that let's say that can be the first of three important tips or points. What would the second one be?
Well, the next thing is, and this is one of the big reasons in talking to people and that I've experienced myself, why when eBay canceled the trading assistant program, it didn't have as big of a difference on everybody's trading assistant businesses as you might have thought. And that's because word of mouth is so tremendously humongous. And especially because being a selling assistant is often such a local service. Now, it doesn't have to be. I have offered selling assistant services to people who are in different countries, but that's a separate story. But because word of mouth is so important, that means customer service is like, you know, tops beyond.
Right.
Because the better job you do, like I can't stress enough that, like, whenever I have a client, the next, like, 10 clients I have are people who talk to that first client. And that's why, without doing any external marketing, without doing anything, I have still had a steady flow of clients, many of whom don't even realize eBay ever even had a trading assistant program. They just know Sally from down the street used me to sell her cabbage patches 6 years ago, and, oh, would I sell these Matchbox cars? I mean, that's literally how things build. But if you're a jerk, or if you don't do a good job, or if you're just generally unpleasant to work with, those people are not going to call you. But if they do like what you do, you don't have to do any external marketing. They're going to just find you from the other customers you've had.
Although basically, the old program that eBay had was a good one, because it helped people to get into the consignment business. But the fact that they're no longer there has meant that those of you who are interested in doing that have resorted to pure entrepreneurialism. What a concept.
Well, and the one thing I want to say is that now, obviously, somebody like me, I was actually doing this before the trading assistant program actually came out. But obviously, the trading assistant program helped me get that first wave of clients, and then I kind of rode word of mouth from that point on. But if you're starting out today, the easiest thing you can do when you're just starting out is offer a discount or even free services for a couple of items to your friends and family, because they're getting it at a discount, they're going to cut you more slack, and they're your friends and family, so they're going to be more willing to cut you slack. Yes, you won't make the profit on it, but it's good practice, and then they're going to talk it up, and you may end up getting enough business from that first blast of friends and family that you don't need to do that much external
marketing. That's exciting. What's the third thing? Because we're almost running out of time.
Oh, sure. The biggest thing is that you are absolutely in control. If something isn't working, change it. There's no terms to agree to. There's no restrictions. You are 100% in control of what's happening. You can sell on whatever marketplace you want. You can sell however you want. You can create whatever terms you want. And I think in a world where sellers are always complaining about the restrictions put on them, that's a huge selling point, that freedom to do whatever it is you want to get your business done in the best possible way.
Well, I've certainly rethought this. Maybe I'll do this, Lee.
Oh, yeah.
I would be very picky, of course.
You would be.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I am. I say no more times than yes.
Well, you know consignment selling. Didn't you do that when you were...
Very little. And it's usually because I get... we didn't talk about this, but I'm sure Hillary will agree. Sometimes it's really hard disappointing people when they show up with what they think is something very valuable and you have to break it to them.
Yeah, people take their items tremendously personally.
Yeah.
Well, our music's going to start any moment. November 1st, her book comes out. It's called Sell Their Stuff. Hillary, we always love having you on, but you have to do something about your energy level. It needs to come way up.
She's being facetious. This segment was brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Coming up, open phones 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio.
I can't believe you got me out of the house this early to go to a garage sale. I think I'm going to need another coffee after this.
I do this every weekend. I like to hit the sales early before all the best stuff is gone.
Are those vinyl records? When did you start listening to those again?
They're not for me. I sell them on eBay.
You do? Well, how do you know which ones to pick?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching sold items on eBay. I can tell which albums sell best and what they are worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MiloDesign.com. That's MiloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.